Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad Hartman off today. Hello, this is Chris Eggert with 5 Eyewitness News. Appreciate you having with us today. Much to talk about in the news department because, we just heard update there, top of the hour. Big story today is the situation happening out in Los Angeles. We're sitting here in the studio watching 5 different TV screens, and they're all showing these reporters who are out in the middle of this just chaotic scene out in Los Angeles. And It winds of 100 miles per hour. I think the latest check is there are 2 people dead. There was a news conference a short time ago. 2 people dead and somewhere around 1,000 structures have been destroyed. I wanted to get some firsthand perspective as to what's happening in Los Angeles today. And connected with my friend Kristen Burt, who is a Los Angeles resident. And Kristen, how you doing? And where are you in regards to where the fires are burning?
Sure. Well, good afternoon. Yeah. I'm safe right now. I just want to let everyone know that. We're in a pocket where I live. It's a pocket that's on one side of us is the Pacific Palisades fire. On the other side is the Woodsley fire. And so we are packed and ready to go. We're in a warning zone, not in a mandatory evacuation zone. It was a situation last night. My husband stayed up all night just so one of us was awake and aware of the ever-changing situation. And then at 5 a.m., I got up to start work, and he switched places and went back to sleep. I've been here over 20 years. I've never seen anything like this in Los Angeles.
So, Kristen, you're an entertainment reporter. You were at the Golden Globes on Sunday night, right?
That's correct. I was on the red carpet and behind the scenes in the press room. So it's very dystopian to have 2 different extremes within a matter of, you know, just a few days.
Yeah, that's just what I'm thinking. It's jumping out at me as just being so unusual. And then for the city, explain to somebody who's not all that familiar with L.A., how fires like that are this size, how does that impact sort of the daily workings of the city itself?
Los Angeles is huge. I think that's the one big thing. It's a city, but it's not like New York City or Chicago where everything's kind of condensed in the downtown area. We are spread out over miles and miles. And in between that, we have oceans, we've got mountains. And when you have a situation where we've had dry weather and high winds, it just causes a total disruption to daily life because we've got obviously like Universal Studios here. The theme park is closed for the day. It's not safe. A lot of the landmarks that people might be familiar with, like the Griffith Observatory, like the Planetarium at Los Angeles Zoo, those are all closing down. But in terms of even just everyday entertainment, we've had to cancel red carpets, the SAG Awards. They just decided, you know what, we're not going to do an in-person announcement for the nominations today. We're just going to release the information. And I have to tell you, trying to do my job, also be aware of my own personal safety, and still getting pitches for entertainment that are obviously probably coming from New York or other areas of the country, it feels really weird. It's hard to like manage everything and try and keep a straight head.
The warning system, how is that? So when you said you and your husband are on an alert to at a moment's notice if you had to evacuate, would that come through a text alert? How does that work for you?
Yeah, we have 2 systems that we use in our household. First of all, we're registered with the Los Angeles Fire Department that send out excellent warnings. I will tell you, they give you kind of a pre-warning of like, hey, maybe think about getting your stuff together, and then an official warning, and then a must evacuate. They will just say, evacuate now. You have minutes. Just get out of your area. So you get those alarms, very similar to an emergency alert system. It overrides, if you had like a do not disturb on your phone, it's going to override that system. You're going to be able to hear that you have an emergency alert coming your way. We also are using the Watch Duty app, and I don't know if people have heard of this before, but it is kind of an minute-to-minute system that is following all five fires and giving people in local areas information sometimes up to the minute as to what's happening, whether the fire is contained, whether there is a situation where you need to think about evacuating. And because on the news, especially the national news, we're just primarily hearing about the Pacific Palisades fire.
Yeah.
There are four other fires in Los Angeles that we have to worry about.
So you, by the way, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Kristen Burt. She's an entertainment reporter out in the Los Angeles area, updating us with sort of what things are like out there right now, 10:13 in the morning. So from your home, can you look every direction and pretty much see fire? What's it look like?
We can't see the Pacific Palisades fire because we are by the mountains. We're on the other side of that. However, because we're on the other side of that, that puts us in danger because it's just over the hill. And it, for any reason that the wind shifts, within a matter of minutes, acres can be taken over. And that's why we have to be prepared to leave. But in the other direction, we are near Lake Balboa, which is, believe it or not, an Olympics venue for 2028. That has been on fire as well. And that is only about 2 miles down the road, where the Pacific Palisades fire is about 5 miles from us. So the one that's just down the road has been of concern because it started jumping boulevards. And I don't know if people understand, if you haven't been involved in a wildfire, one ember can take a fire and just jump a road. Sometimes it'll jump houses, and three houses will be fine. And then the next three completely go, you know, up in smoke. So that was the one we've been following. It looks like they were able to contain about 45 acres. So now only 30 acres are burning. So we have a little bit, I think, of relief and concern for our own evacuation. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
But we are still keeping watch on it, only because these winds, as you said, have been up to 100 miles per hour.
So that, I'm fascinated by that. And I guess I don't know that much about the Santa Ana winds. I've heard of them. And you, normally when we're, unfortunately, when we're talking about them, it's in the context of there being some kind of a fire. So let's say, is that something that everyone feels, or do you have to be in a certain part of the Los Angeles area to actually get those Santa Ana winds?
Santa Ana winds are definitely a Southern California phenomenon. So anywhere from San Diego, I would say, all the way up to Ventura County, where Santa Barbara, Montecito is, experience the Santa Ana winds. And it's usually followed with dry weather. Oftentimes we call Santa Ana winds earthquake weather because we always feel like when it is, sometimes it can be very hot. It can be very dry. That's when the Santa Anas come in, and that's where we get those red flag alerts, and we always have to watch out for it. And that's why we always stay on edge going, oh, this feels like earthquake weather as well.
You know, I don't want to say, don't want this to sound disrespectful, but I'm like, good Lord, why would you want to live in this place when you talk about the, you've got fires burning everywhere and, you know, the earthquake risk. But I mean, Los Angeles, there's a reason people live there, right? When it's nice, it's nice.
I call it the sunshine tax, although right now this is not funny at all. And our neighborhood has always been safe from fires, especially when I purchased this place. I've been here since 2005 in this particular property. And I will tell you that over the years, things have gotten just a little bit less safe. And that, I think, obviously comes in with, you know, conversations of climate change and things like that. I've definitely seen it in the 2 years I've been here. The earthquake risk always feels very minor. I know that sounds crazy. We're always waiting for the big one, but you also get an alert. We have like an earthquake alert that will warn us at least a few seconds before, so you can run under a table. But I have to tell you, I was in Hurricane Milton. I happened to be visiting Florida at the time, and I thought, how do people live in Florida? So I think it's just you get used to the weather wherever you live. And you know, I don't live in snow anymore. I lived in Minnesota, of course, for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys do the winter every year. So It's just to wherever you live, you adjust.
No, it's a great point. It's definitely a great point. So when you said, to elaborate a little bit more, when you said this particular outbreak of fires feels different, we're talking like 30,000 people have been told to evacuate their homes. As a longtime resident, can you elaborate a little bit more on what feels different about it?
Yeah, the catastrophic nature of all of this, the high winds. Oftentimes we will have a fire, and usually LAFD has an opportunity to at least contain a percentage of it, where you go, okay, the fire broke out, and now it's been at least 5% contained. You see that progress happening. We don't see the progress happening. And that is not a slam on our emergency workers. They are doing their best. But these high winds, at a rate that we don't normally see, we don't see 100 mile per hour winds out here in the Los Angeles area. They just can't, they don't have the resources. They can't catch up. And then the wind changes on a moment's notice, and it takes it in a different direction. So while you're trying to contain the fire, you know, over in the west, all of a sudden now it's spread to the south. And that just creates really dangerous situations. And wildfires, I think it's the immediacy of it. And most people understand living here that when they tell you to evacuate, you need to get out, and you need to get out now. But these fires spread so fast that people were abandoning their cars on the roadway and just running down the hill with their kids, their pets, and the clothes on their back because they were worried that their lives were in danger yesterday. And that's the part that just breaks my heart because you know how scary that moment is.
Oh, my goodness.
You're thinking, I can't get out of here.
Yeah. And by the way, you're listening to Kristen Burt. She's a Los Angeles resident. She is an entertainment reporter. She's on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. By the way, folks who are out there listening right now, if you didn't know anybody out in the L.A. area and would like to chat with us about it, let us know what the situation is. WCCO Talk and Text Line 651-461-9226. Again, that's 651-461-9226. Kristen, so schools have been, I saw there are several districts that are they're closed for the day as well. Is that a rarity, or is that something that happens with these kind of situations out there?
Yeah, we don't have snow days out here. We do have fire days occasionally, primarily because of air quality. Oftentimes it's just too dangerous to be out there. And they're telling all of us who are safe in our homes to not go out unless you have to, not only to keep the roadways clean, but because the air quality is not safe. You shouldn't be out running. You shouldn't even be out walking your pet. And it's common in Los Angeles to have like a fire safety mask just ready to go in case you do need it, in case you need to run an errand. That does happen. And for schools like Pacific Palisades High School is gone. We're going there's several schools that have burned down in the Malibu and Pacific Palisades area. So there's going to be a scramble because kids just went back to school on Monday here. That's when the holiday break ended, and it's going to be a scramble to figure out where they're going to be placed for the remainder of the school year through May.
From we talked about this a little bit when you talked about the city itself. You're in the entertainment industry. Are there still things that are happening? Are they still shooting a sitcom down the road? Like, explain that a little bit for somebody again who doesn't really understand LA.
Sure. The studios, all of them appear to be safe as of right now. And if they're able to run, they absolutely will, because delaying one day of production costs millions of dollars. I know that sounds crazy, but there's so many moving parts to creating a film or a television show, and you don't want to miss that day of work unless absolutely necessary. However, any outdoor locations, those filming locations have been paused. Like Griffith Park, the planetarium, the observatory has been used in tons of films. You've seen it over and over again. La La Land is probably one of the most recognizable places that utilize that area. That whole park is completely closed because it has experienced wildfires before with the high winds and everything else. It's just not safe to have people out there. So that's an example of that. I'm working from home in my studio today, of course, and I think that's what a lot of people are doing. Any of the red carpets that were scheduled yesterday or today are canceled. I have an event tomorrow with the Traitors for Peacock because that is the season 3 premiere of that show.
Oh.
I'm expecting a cancellation, to be honest. It doesn't, even the tone doesn't feel right to be out celebrating while people are losing their homes.
Well, you know, it's funny. Producer Dave Harrigan and I were talking a couple hours before the show started. I don't know LA, but I'm like, the Vikings are going to be out there next week. They're playing a playoff game. Would it be ludicrous to think that a football game or sporting events could be impacted by something like this?
I would think as we're approaching the weekend, if they don't get a lot of the Pacific Palisades situation and the one in Altadena, which are the two big fires burning right now, I could see cancellations or postponings of those games. Next week, I think we'll be okay. But as we're moving toward the weekends, the ones for Saturday and Sunday, I would definitely question whether those are going to happen.
Interesting. All right. Well, Kristen, thanks for your time. I know you got a million things going on today. And just most importantly, I hope you and your husband are safe and, you know, some kind of miracle, these winds start to calm down, because they're still expected to keep going here for a couple more days, right?
Yeah, at least through tonight. Hopefully it'll die down, but there's a possibility it will go into Thursday. And I just want to give a shout out to local news, because all of our reporters here in Los Angeles are on the front lines and giving everyone the latest updates. And obviously they're putting themselves on the line too. So just the importance of local news in a situation like this is huge.
I appreciate you mentioning that. This is Kristen Burt. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Los Angeles resident. As a guy who's stood out in many a hurricane and blizzards and whatnot, I mean, it is hard work, but this is exactly what local news is made for, you know, these moments when they can really relay that information immediately. So I'm glad you gave them a shout out. That was very nice of you.
Of course. We appreciate all of them. So thank you.
All right, Kristen, take care. Be safe. Situation in Los Angeles again. Last check, 2 people killed, over 1,000 structures destroyed. If you know anybody out there, we'd love to hear from you. WCCO talk and text line 651-461-9226. We'll be right back after this.